What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, we were talking about that birth rate, and I think one of the big problems that we, and when you get these intellectuals out there, the Bill Gates of the world and all of that, we know that there are people out there that just want a massive reduction. And remember, what was it called? You guys are going to have to help me out on this. It was that stone that was up in North Georgia. The Guidestone, remember that? It got blowed up. Somebody blew it up. They planted a bomb around it and destroyed it. What was that thing called? And it had all of these things laid out. I think it was called the Guidestones. And one of the things that it called for was population reduction. Serious population reduction. Because there's this theory out there. Wasn't it called the Georgia Guidestones or something like that? There's this theory out there that we've just got too many people on this planet. There's just too many. I remember one day I was out playing golf, and the guy I was playing golf with was having a conversation. We're walking up the ninth hole there at Carolina Springs, and he said, "You know, Charlie, one of the problems is we just got too many people." And I stopped and I looked at him. I said, "Where are they? Where are all these people? We can't see anybody. It's basically you and me out at the Guidestones." That's what it was, the Guidestones. Charlie, it called for a reducing the population to 450 million. But this guy was like, "There's too many people." Where are they? We're out here on a little over 300 acres of land. There's probably 40 of us out here. Where is everybody? Did you know that if you kept the population density of Paris? Now, I've been to Paris. A lot of you guys probably been to Paris. You know, there's a lot of people in Paris. It's not crazy, but there's a lot of people. But if you took everybody on the planet with the same population density as Paris, you could fit them in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. If you had the same population density of San Francisco, you could fit every person on the planet in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. If you had the same population density as the city of New York, you could fit every human being on this planet in the state of Texas. If you had the same population density as London, you could fit every human being in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. I don't know if you guys have flown lately, but there's a lot of land out there. There's a lot of land. But these people have to go, "Oh, we gotta reduce." There are so many. Take a flight. Just look out your window. What do you see? Nothing but trees. Look at all them trees out there. There's a bunch of trees. Until you get to the desert, and that's why they call it a desert, because there are no trees. Lots of it. But this whole greeny-weeny mentality, we got to reduce the population. These people are literally walking around without a brain in their head. But now, thanks to Big Pharma, there's an answer to that.
I used to believe everything I'd see on the news, but that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart, and then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with three private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
Yes, I mean, that you know, I think a lot of people, I'm not, a big fan of Big Pharma, but if a brain will help all these people, I'm all for it. Let's make it free. Hell, let's make it over the counter. These people just, they don't think. They absolutely don't. They're still out there trying to push socialism. So Zoran Mondani, the guy that wants to be the mayor of New York City, is now proposing something else. All right. Now he's out there talking about free bus fare in New York City. Free bus fare. He wants everything. But well, we all know that there is nothing free, right? Nothing free in the world. Everything costs somebody something. Just because it's free to you doesn't mean it's free. Now they're talking about free this, free that. It costs a lot of money. And it's not going to work everywhere. I mean, go look at some of our buses in the city of Greenville. Go look at Greenlink. When's the last time you saw a Greenlink bus that was full? When's the last time you saw one of those trolleys downtown? And we're spending millions of dollars on this a year. Absolutely millions of dollars. For what? A couple of people? That's ridiculous. And now he wants, now in New York City, I understand that the buses are kind of needed a little bit more than they are here. But still, free, that's going to cost literally hundreds of millions of dollars to the taxpayers of New York City. And I, you know what? And I'll say it again, that a little part of me hopes that this guy wins just to show the people of New York just how dumb they are by voting Democrat. I'll get a little personal here. My mother-in-law is going through something in Rhode Island. And it has to do, she's got a couple of rental properties, and this has to do with lead paint in rental properties, and it is a cluster. It is horrible. And she's mad about it. And what I want to tell her, but I'm not going to tell a 90-year-old woman, 91-year-old woman this, but what I want to tell her is, this is what you voted for. When you support Democrats, this is exactly what you get. You get government coming along and telling you what you can do with your property. I know that's going to fall on deaf ears, but I'd love to say it. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The left getting unhinged. I want you to listen to this from Whoopi Goldberg. She said this on The View today. Listen to what she said. Here we go. Here we go.
A sitting president just accused a former president of treason.
And she is outraged, ladies and gentlemen. Why, it sounds mighty familiar to me. Doesn't it you? How many times was Donald Trump accused of treason? How many times was Donald Trump accused of insurrection? How many times was Donald Trump accused of being a Russian asset and a Russian spy and working with the Russians to overthrow or to win the 2016 and probably 2020 election and the 2024 election? And he's probably going to keep on doing it. So let's continue to listen to old Whoopi here. Here we go.
A sitting president just accused a former president of treason. Now, do people realize how serious an allegation this is? And for me, didn't the Supreme Court, under the guidance of this president, say that presidents have immunity? So that would mean that nothing Obama did, because you didn't say no, that only you have immunity. You said presidents. So this means you have no right to try to take him to court. Because he did what he did as president. So how does that work? Is it only you who is clear, or are they all clear? In which case, President Biden might be, you know, kicking some new stuff up to you, too. Because if you say nobody has immunity, or everybody, you have to decide which way you're going to go.
See, this is how dumb they are. This is how dumb they are. The Supreme Court ruled that presidents have immunity when they were acting within their bounds, their constitutional bounds as president. That's what the Supreme Court said. Didn't give blanket immunity to presidents. If you were acting within the auspices of your office, you know, pardons, executive orders, signing bills, making legislation, things like that, then whatever you do, you have immunity. Doesn't mean you're not guilty, just means you have immunity from prosecution. But if you go outside the bounds of your office, then in some cases you have no immunity. Now, you tell me, if the president of the United States drummed up allegations in cooperation with the intelligence community, would you think that that was acting within your bounds as president? Does anything in the Constitution say that you can do that? No, of course not. Would that be treason? It would certainly rise to it, in my opinion. Not only did you try to interfere in the election, then you tried to delegitimize Donald Trump's entire presidency. But notice how outraged she is. Oh, you can't go. You can't call. A sitting president can't call a former president guilty of treason. Oh, my gosh. Well, in that case, we need to go back and grab all the files of all the Democrats during the Biden administration, because that's all they did. Man, isn't it? I'm thinking they're getting nervous. I really am. I'm thinking they're getting a little bit nervous. Now that Whoopi Goldberg's out there and she's talking about immunity for Obama. But again, remember, immunity only means you can't be prosecuted for it. Doesn't mean you're not guilty. So here's the question. When Nixon was doing what he was doing at that Watergate Hotel, was that within the bounds of his presidency? No. No, not really. Now, we all know that he resigned and didn't get didn't get impeached for it, but I think this is a lot more. Let's go to Jeff in Greenwood about me in Watergate. Well, welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
If I remember correctly, it was before my time, but from history, in Watergate, weren't they just trying to find dirt on the opponent?
But in this case,
they're trying to make up the dirt.
Yeah, they were just drumming it up. I think this is far worse.
I do too.
So, I mean,
go get him.
I hope Trump does. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff. If nothing else, now, do I think he's going to be prosecuted for this? No, I don't. As much as I would love to see it, I don't think that's going to happen. Because, you see, President Trump always wants to put the country first. And sometimes if that means letting some things go, just like the whole lock her up with Hillary Clinton. Donald and Hillary ought to be thankful. She's not. But she ought to be. That Donald Trump extended that olive branch to her. Now, did she bite his hand when he did it? Oh, absolutely. But I don't think he's going to be prosecuted. I would love to see the investigation. I would love to see a bigger investigation into this to find out exactly, first of all, where have those files been for the past, since 2016? That's something I would like to know. Who's been keeping them in the vault over there in the intelligence community? Why didn't the Durham report and the Mueller report find this information? Well, I guess we will just have to see. But we know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the Obama administration was indeed, and I never thought I would say this, I really didn't, because I thought from now on we would know that the Joe Biden administration was the most corrupt administration that this country has ever known. Joe Biden's got to be a very happy guy these days. Because this is taking all of the focus off of him and his debacle as president. I think the most corrupt administration we've ever had, as it stands, is the Obama administration. The administration that was supposed to be free of scandal. It wasn't free of scandal. It was free of the reporting of scandal. Because everybody in the mainstream media, they just fell all over. Oh, it's Barack Obama. Were those kids, remember that? Barack Hussein Obama. Rush used to play that all the time, teaching the school kids to worship Barack Obama. Come to find out. And by the way, this guy started his political career drumming up dirt on one of his opponents to get him to drop out on the race. So what's the saying? Let's start as we mean to end. That's exactly what Obama did. That's what he was trying to do with Donald Trump. So there you go. When we get back, horrible story coming out of Alabama. It's the Charlie James Show. News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas. Let's go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Which is the WRD talk line. We'll talk to Chuck in Mills River. How you doing, Chuck?
Man, I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
I'm sorry to kind of change the subject. You were talking about scams and stuff.
Yeah.
I fully believe Obama has had his third term the last four years.
Yeah.
But But I've been trying to figure out a way to work this into the show so I don't change the subject. But since we're talking about scams, we all have our cell phones and all that, and I think we're all kind of used to the robocalls and all that sort of things. But I had something happen the other week, about a week and a half ago, that kind of got me thinking about AI a little more. You know, I've looked at the pictures and stuff, and, you know, Terminator, I saw that. But I received a phone call, and it did not say potential spam. It just was a number that I didn't recognize, but I answered it. And it was my father-in-law's voice. I know that I've been married to my wife for 30 years.
Right.
I know his voice quite well. And he said, "Hi, Chuck, it's Dave. I was just calling to see how you were." And, you know, the only thing that threw me off, the only thing that really made me think twice about it was, yeah, he was pleasant sounding. He knows what I do to his daughter.
Yeah.
But the thing is it was, if he had sounded grumpy and asked me, or not asked me, told me I need to come over and do something, cut down a tree or mow his lawn for him or something, I wouldn't have known the difference. Okay, so herein is my point. People need to be careful because this has happened twice now. It was a different phone number. It's happened twice. And it sounded just like my father-in-law. They knew his name, whoever it was. And I know it wasn't him because I called him and warned him, you know, check your stuff, make sure you hadn't been hacked or whatnot. But I'm just telling you, this could turn out to be something big because we've got a year and a half before primaries, over a year and a half.
Yeah.
Or a little over a year. I'm telling you, it actually scares me. I'm not bred of fearful men. There very little scares me. But I'm telling you, it was my father-in-law's voice. And had he not been in a happy demeanor, I would have probably said something other than, that's basically what I said. And then it hung up. And then it's happened again. Bill was talking to the sheriff of Greenville. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. But he was talking about phone scams and be careful of them. But this is something brand hammer new. We've all received phone calls that we know are like, this doesn't sound right. You know, your prince from Uganda wants to send him $1,000, he'll send you $1 million. This wasn't like that. This wasn't like that at all. And I'm not sure if the way I responded made the thing hang up, whatever it was, but it was my father-in-law's voice. So people need to, I don't mean to be, I'm not a conspiracy.
No,
I know
you
there
should
are conspiracies,
be. You should be.
But I'm just telling you, this happened to me and God is my witness. It was my father-in-law's voice, but it was not my father-in-law.
Yeah.
And that's the first time it's ever happened to me. So I've not spoken to anyone else that's had this happen to them, but it's out there, man.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, everything
is.
We're going through, you're talking about the intelligence, you know, the community. Dude, I think they're like a different, they're a whole different branch of the government now.
Oh, well,
they're like the media.
And they think they're immune.
They think they're immune and they do operate with impunity because they're secret. I mean, it's just like the FISA courts, you know, it's a secret society almost, but people pay attention when you take these calls, if it's a number and it didn't come up as potential spam. It didn't come up as, you know, blocked call or anything like that. It was just a number. And, you know, I get calls all the time, sometimes from gun companies, sometimes from whatever. But I'm just telling you, this really happened, and I'm not making it up.
So when you answered the phone, what did you just say? Hello? Was that all you said?
Yeah, that's my usual thing.
Yeah, I was saying, did you try to carry on a conversation with it?
Well, no, because that was the thing that threw me. I immediately knew. My father-in-law never asks me out. When he calls up, he's like, "Hey," and he never even mentions my name. He says, "Well, he'll mention my name. He won't tell me who it is because I'm the same way with him. It's just like, hey, when he calls me up, it's like, hey, I need you to bring your chainsaw down here and cut this limb down. Or, hey, I need you to work on my lawnmower. He tells me what to do. He never asks me, and he certainly never asks me how I'm doing. And he never exchanges pleasantries.
Yeah.
And I knew something was up, and that's why I was like,
well, I tell you what, your instincts were absolutely right, Chuck. I appreciate you calling in this afternoon. It only takes a couple of words. That's why I never, if I don't recognize the phone number, it's going to voicemail. If I don't have you on my contacts, it's going to voicemail. And then I will check my voicemails to see what's going on. But if you answer the phone and say, hello, hey, is this Charlie? Yeah, this is Charlie. Who's this? That's enough. That's all they need to mimic your voice. They don't just use phone calls, but that's why I never answer the phone. But they don't, if you've got a social media post and you're putting videos out there and they've got, they can go in and get your voice with just a few words. Even a few seconds of audio is all that it takes for them to recreate your voice with some of these advanced tools they got out there. They've got AI voice cloning tools like 11 Labs, ReSpeecher, open source models like VAL-E that will analyze your voice samples and create a synthetic voice model. Now listen, this stuff, now I know the stuff that you and I use, it's pretty mundane as far as AI is concerned. But some of these big AI models that they have out there, the really powerful ones that are taking gigawatts of electricity to run, they can do stuff like this. And they can make it sound and look unbelievably real. They can take a video with the voice technology and make it sound like you're saying anything. That's scary. Now, again, some of the AI that you and I use, you know, I use an AI to do a little picture of something here and there. You know, that's one thing. But what they have, the amount of technology that these scammers are putting into this stuff and the hoaxers are putting into this stuff, that will blow your mind. You know, we are getting to the point where you are not even going to be able to believe a photograph. You're not going to be able to believe a video that is put out there on social media, and certainly not the news. This thing is just going to get worse. So my advice to you, if you don't recognize the phone number, let it go to voicemail. Reject it. That's what I do. Maybe even put on your voicemail message, hey, because of cloning technology, I'm not, but then I guess they would have your voice that way too, right? Yep, they would. And they could even get that. And listen, you don't even have to answer the phone for them to get it. All you got to do, they can use your outgoing voicemail message. Times are getting scary, scary, scary. Speaking of scary, there's a story coming out of Alabama that is going to turn your stomach and make you start screaming for the death penalty. This is the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas. There are people on this planet that do not need to draw breath. There are people on this planet that do not need to walk among us. I want you to listen to this story coming out of Alabama. It's horrible.
This is where authorities say six children, the youngest only 3 years old, were victimized repeatedly over more than a year. It's an underground storm shelter near the home of William Chase McElroy, one of the men charged with raping and sodomizing the children, as well as kidnapping and human trafficking.
Inside the storm shelter, there were chairs and beds and things of that nature. And the children were drugged by Mr. Trejos and tied to the bed and to the chair and to a pole. And then people would come and pay money to have sex with these children.
Assistant District Attorney Brian Jones says there could be more victims and more alleged perpetrators. He says the grand jury has indicted a fourth person, but he can't release that name because that person hasn't been arrested yet. But he says we may never know the full extent of the horrors that happened here.
There are some allegations with individuals that we will have a hard time identifying just because we don't know their names. And the children were drugged, according to one of the co-defendants, and so they may not be able to recognize or be able to identify anyone.
Jones says many of these details came from some of the defendants themselves. This has been a tough case for investigators and prosecutors, one they've been looking into since the first of the year.
It absolutely infuriates me, but we have to kind of put that aside and just do the job. That's all we can do.
It could be some comfort to investigators and authorities to know that the crimes these defendants are charged with come with a minimum mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
No, not good enough. Not good enough. Now we got three more people, a man and two women, are now charged in the horrific sex trafficking ring in Alabama. Bibb County Sheriff Jody Wade held a press conference to talk about the exhaustive investigation. He said, I know God's forgiveness is boundless, but if there's a limit, we've reached it. Rebecca Brewer, 29, Sarah Louise Terrell, 41, Ricky Terrell, 44, facing multiple charges ranging from sexual torture and abuse to rape and human trafficking. These now previously arrested were Andre Velasquez Trejo, William Trace McElroy, Dalton Terrell, also 21, Timothy St. John, 23. Trejo and Brewer have three children together, and Brewer has at least one child from a previous relationship. Three counts of them, they've been charged with three counts of sexual torture, eight counts of kidnapping, eight counts of human trafficking. Terrell charged with first-degree rape, alleged to have raped a 10-year-old girl. These people do not need to live another day. Life in prison without the possibility of parole is far too lenient. Now, the only thing that we can hope for is that when they do go to prison, and they will, that they get put in general population. And the general population of that prison takes care of each and every one of them systematically. Because we know one thing. Child abusers do not have a good time in prison. But if it were up to me, they would all be carried out of that. Well, first of all, they would be put in that storm shelter for a year. That's what I do. Just lock them up in there. This is where you tortured those kids. This is where you're going to die. Unbelievable. Let's talk to Richard in Dallas. Richard, what's going on, man?
You know, it's a shame that, you know, justice like that can't be handed out. But,
right.
And there's, you know, the only reason, Charlie, some people are still alive is because it's against the law to kill them.
That's it. That's it. The only thing that is going to keep these people alive is the law.
I know some that I would pull the trigger on if it was legal to kill them.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And there's plenty of them around.
Oh, yes. And I want to know. I mean, this is an unbelievable story. I appreciate it, Richard. But to think about, not only were they doing it, but these other people were coming in, and they knew what was going on. I know it's disgusting. It hits you at your very core. People like that need to be absolutely, I mean, they do. They just need to be taken out and shot. One by one, just line them up. Boom, 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 boom. However many bullets it takes. Shouldn't take more than about six. Just go ahead and end it right. Why are we going to keep these people alive? What benefit to society does it have to keep these people alive? These children will never recover. This is not something that, you know, at the age of 25, they're going to go, oh, yeah, oh, I remember when that happened. No, that's not going to be the way it is. They're going to carry these scars, these emotional scars with them for the rest of their lives. Unbelievable. Let's go to Jacob in Forest City. What do you think, Jacob?
Hey, man. Sadly, you know, the people who are like that nowadays in prison, they don't get the treatment they deserve anymore.
Yeah.
Simply because the prison system so overran with those kind of people, it's like the new norm now.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Yes, sir, it is.
That is. But, I mean, hopefully something's going to happen to them. Jacob, I appreciate that. I know this. I know this. I mean, anybody that would do this thing that they were doing, just think about everything else they were up to. you find a couple of these people and you get them talking. They're already talking. They're trying to save their own necks right now. Well, your neck will not be saved. Hopefully jailhouse justice will prevail in this thing, and we don't have to worry about these people. They're carried out in a body bag. Let's go to Ralph in Gaffney. Ralph, what do you think?
Charlie, my son has always said, Dad, why do they put an animal down when he kills somebody?
Yeah.
And they let people kill somebody to live forever?
Yeah.
And I say, well, they're trying to say mercy. Well, they didn't show any mercy when they killed that person.
No, not at all. But for some reason, we always have mercy for the criminal out there.
For the decrepit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Ralph. Unbelievable. We should. We should put them down. And I'm not talking about humanely. I'm not talking about, you know, the needle. I'm not talking about the electric chair. I'm not even talking about the firing squad. They should die in the most painful, horrible way possible. They should. They should be hung. At best, we need to bring back hanging in this country. If you thought that the results of your crime will result of you on the end of a rope, don't you think you would think twice, maybe three times before committing that crime? I know I would. I don't get it. I really don't. We got a serious problem in our society, and people like that just prove it every single day. I hope they rot. I really do. I'm not even telling you what I really think ought to happen to them. But a flamethrower is involved, just to let you know. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. Hate to end the show on a down note like that, but we'll be right back tomorrow when it'll be Friday. Hallelujah. Y'all have a lovely evening. As always, we love you to pieces. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.